Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden plans to name former EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy as his domestic climate coordinator. As NPR's Scott Detrow explains, McCarthy will head the Biden administration's efforts to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions over the next decade.
Biden had already tapped former Secretary of State John Kerry as his international climate envoy. Now Gina McCarthy will serve as Kerry's U.S. counterpart. Like Kerry, she's a former cabinet secretary with Massachusetts roots and someone who brings years of work on climate change to the job. As EPA Administrator, McCarthy oversaw the Obama administration's efforts to shift electricity generation away from fossil fuels and to renewable energy. That effort was blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court and ultimately undone by the Trump administration. Biden has made it clear lowering emissions will be a top priority. He set a goal of making the energy sector carbon neutral in 15 years and the entire U.S. economy carbon neutral by 2050. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in outside the U.S. Capitol building along with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on January 20th, but it will look a bit different than the usual event due to the coronavirus pandemic. Inauguration planners and the Biden team calling on people not to come to Washington, D.C. to witness the moment in person. Biden's team released broad details of the event today, hoping to put together an event that captures the grandeur of the historic ceremony while not putting people at risk. California Governor Gavin Newsom today is warning the state is facing the most challenging and difficult surge yet in terms of the coronavirus pandemic. In parts of the state, hospitals are running out of intensive care beds and nurses to staff them, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
With ICU beds filling up, Governor Newsom says hospital staffing is the number one challenge. The state has requested federal help, including 200 Department of Defense medical workers, and is again asking retired healthcare workers to consider returning. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have recently shot up nearly 70%, and the daily death rate is steadily climbing as well.
163 people we've lost on an average every single day, 142 yesterday. Compare the seven-day average 1 month ago, 41.
Newsom calls the start of vaccine distribution the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel, but underscores that the nation's most populous state is still very much in the tunnel. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Negotiations on Capitol Hill over a coronavirus relief bill appear to be picking up steam with time running out before lawmakers leave town and the year ticks down. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top lawmakers are meeting today to discuss yet another pared-down relief measure, this one reportedly ditching a controversial liability waiver for business favored by Republicans. Stocks gained ground amid some optimism over coronavirus talks. The Dow was up 337 points. The Nasdaq rose 155 points. This is NPR. In what will be a rare public appearance, members of the Sackler family, which own opioid maker Purdue Pharma, have agreed to take questions from a congressional committee. Lawmakers are looking into the role played by the company in fueling the nation's opioid epidemic. The agreement by members of the family to appear heading off potential subpoena from the House Oversight Committee. Purdue Pharma recently reached an $8 billion settlement with the Justice Department, but it left the family's fortune largely untouched. The nation's meat producers have increased slightly the use of antibiotics in their cattle and pigs. That's according to a new government report. More from NPR's Dan Charles.
These new numbers represent a setback for public health officials who've been pushing farmers to use fewer antibiotics. That's because anytime these drugs are used, it promotes the emergence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which can cause infections that can't be treated as easily. 5 years ago, new government policies and private initiatives got farmers to cut their antibiotic use sharply by more than 40%. But the Food and Drug Administration now says antibiotic use is increasing again, especially among pork and beef producers. Overall, sales of the drugs for use on farm animals went up by 3% in 2019 compared to the previous year. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Legoland has announced today it's building out its plastic brick theme park in Florida. The company says it intends to add another 4.5 acres to the facility near Winter Haven, Florida. According to the plans, the expansion would involve at least 6 rides or attractions in a large building. Exact details have not been released. Legoland operates 8 theme parks around the world. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.